Hello and Happy New Year. I've got to keep saying that on every friggin' show this week, I think. It's the BAFTA nominated.
Spirit, by the way.
You don't have to, by the way. Yeah. Who's forcing you?
They're not going to fucking ring in. Text in if you don't want Rob to say ready. Happy
New Year. I'm still doing my welcome to the BAFTA war. No, imagine I did that to you, Neil Atkinson, whilst you were doing your Green King shizzle or your Peloton stuff.
I mean, the partners are not to be messed with, but you'd be very rude to the listeners.
Yeah. BAFTA have agreed to sponsor the award-winning BAFTA-nominated... forget it. I can't even bother. You throw me right off my stroke. Happy New Year, Neil. Happy New Year, Josh. Happy New Year, Beth Linder.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Beth. I don't want to shred a common decency.
Thought I'd try and bring back a semblance of civility to this, this podcast.
Yes, yes. In fact, I'd be happier... rather than talking about the new year, talking about your trips to Christmas markets in Chatsworth House. You're just doing off. But that's a whole other show. A long show and a good show. And we could talk about places we'd stay in Bakewell in the Peak District. Okay, let's talk about what Liverpool Football Club have been up to. I would say the period between the final whistle at West Ham, where I was in the London Stadium, on Sunday, and the period to which until Arsenal equalised yesterday against Brentford would be about 72 hours or so, with the happiest 72 hours of my young life. I was very, very happy. Liverpool looked imperious. Liverpool were 9 points clear at the top of the league. Nothing could spoil my outlook, even despite having a terrible, terrible toothache that led me to an emergency dentist yesterday, as we digress again. But even that couldn't spoil my mood until fucking Arsenal scored a spawny equaliser yesterday against Brentford as I settled down to watch them getting beaten, which didn't transpire. But let's park Arsenal for a minute and look back and then look forward to what awaits the Reds. I mean, when we'd last did the show, Neil, you were on that show. Were you on it, Beth and Josh? Let's say you were. We look back at Liverpool's Christmas programme to come, which included the Fulham home game in the league, Southampton in the League Cup, Spurs away, Leicester at home and West Ham, as we've just discussed. I think most of us thought 10 points minimum, could hit 12, maybe should hit 12. Well, we got 10. But the things that happened around us made that a really strong 10. Actually, in the context of how we got those 10, made it a really strong 10.